the House Rules Committee to order at 2:15 on May 5th, 2005. For the record, present are Representatives Corrine, Coghill, Rookberg, and Harris. We have a quorum to do business. On today's calendar, we have SB 147, Sport Fish Act Facility Bonds, surcharges, also known as something else. We do have a the bill, and there's a small amendment, but why don't we have an explanation first, and then we can take up the amendment directly. It won't take too long. Thank you. For the record.
For the record, sir, I'm Jim Derringer with Representative Jim Holm, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to hear this today. This bill today in finance, on the page, page four of the fee schedule, we had overlooked the special military folks, which were at $8.50. We had changed the fees from $8.50 to $9 in most categories, and we overlooked changing that up to the $9 figure for the special non-military. It was an oversight in finance, and we're looking to correct that today.
Okay, any questions of the members on the committee? That's on page 4, line 1, and page 4, line 2. Special non-resident military sport fish license, small game sport fish. So is that a ministerial oversight?
Yes, sir. And what it will do is it will make a slight change to the fiscal note. There's, according to Fish and Game, there's about 2,400 people in those two categories, and with a 50-cent increase, it would affect the...
Oh, darn, this is going to slow down about 6 or 7 days, isn't it?
$1,200.
Getting a new fiscal note.
At least a couple of days.
Yeah. The impact is $1,200
revenue. But it's an increase, though, right?
Yes, it's an increase.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, we may have to have that note to balance the budget from
That's right.
Senate, right?
Right. Any surplus fees gets applied straight to the bonds.
Oh, well, we got to have a laugh sometime around here. In this
serious laugh, though.
That's right.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
Amendment number one is before the House. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so adopted. We have before us now the bill as amended. What's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Harris.
I'd like to hold this bill in committee for a day or two while we... contemplate the future of life in the legislature, and I think it has plenty of time to move under the right conditions.
Well, I might make a recommendation, sir.
Sure.
We could just move it back to rules.
It's in rules.
No, it's on the committee's table right now.
Well, I'd like it to stay right here in the rules. I'll move right back to the rules committee, Chairman.
Well, that's a good idea. So, are you removing your objection?
To doing what?
Adopting the amendment or moving the bill, or who's made a motion? I'm out of order.
Yeah, you're out of order.
I think Representative Coghill made a motion to move the bill from committee. Did you?
No, that was it. To do that, but you objected,
No, he was talking.
I would suggest that you take the speaker's recommendation, but with that, I would move that we move as amended with individual recommendations and the fiscal note back to the rules committee. Committee substitute for.
The pending fiscal note
for Senate Bill 147, Finance.
And are there any objections to moving this bill? Seeing none.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Whoa.
Where are you moving it to?
Back to rules.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
You have no objections?
No objections.
With that, so ordered, and we are adjourned at 2:19.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.